This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This story has gone viral.
Moving on.
Despicable is the word people are using. Despicable. After massive fight breaks out at a youth basketball tournament in Missouri.
Why did you say it like that?
A massive fight broke out at a youth basketball tournament in Missouri over the weekend. Quote, all hell breaks loose is a fitting way to describe what happened. I want you to see if there's video here, Scott. This was in Cape Girardeau.
There is, I believe, but I'm not playing it because we haven't checked it for
words. It featured a 32-year-old man threatening to shoot up the place while a massive fight broke out on the court.
Video seems like a totally reasonable response.
Sure. Video of the fight was captured by a mother who was there watching her son's game.
Okay.
You hear a woman shouting, is this ever going to stop? Y'all grown adults and these are children just sad. Shout out to Cape Girardeau Police Department for arriving very quickly.
Okay, there is not video, but there is a still picture.
There are still pictures. I'm going to call this a melee. Dare I say a fracas.
Can you describe the fracas?
Police announced a statement on what happened. As the two coaches left the facility, one coach allegedly made a threat to the other coach. The police were called and responded. When they got there, the fracas continued.
Oh, wait, there is video.
I don't know that we. Oh.
In this day and age, I would think everyone the fight. Would whip out their phones.
It is full on multiple parents, children against children, parents against parents.
Dogs against cats. It's crazy.
There's no way this started as a altercation on the court. This was just people fighting for the sake of fighting. I'm confused.
Well, the video doesn't start when the fracas started.
It never does.
No, but there are no fewer than at least 100 people on the court.
One mom says, "My child and me were quote separated. I was shoved out of the way by grown men trying to get out the door." This was very much downplayed. One mom says they will say whatever they can to keep business coming in. We came in from Kentucky. It is the first time there. It will be the last.
The best part is, as you get to the end of the video, it looks like somebody during the fracas actually grabs a basketball and takes a shot at one of the nets.
Did he make it?
What?
No.
I mean, you're out there on the court.
You might as well take your shot.
Let me get a little practice in while everybody's fighting.
This was Sunday afternoon.
Somebody in the background shooting baskets.
It's a three.
Look, there's a. Hang on, you'll see it in just a second.
Oh, yeah.
They're shooting baskets.
Coaches from both teams were asked to leave as one of the coaches began to make threats to the other.
Was this high school?
It looks like a club level stuff. Oh. Not two schools.
I think middle school.
Like an out of state tournament kind of thing.
Yeah.
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 Because it was held at the Sportsplex.
Okay, now listen to this. Hillary Mayberry shared a similar point of view, indicating there wasn't enough security to stop the chain of events. Quote, "When my students and my own family members are crying in fear, running for safety, I get vocal. Something has to be done. Someone's going to be severely hurt or worse. Simply put, ban the coaches and or the individuals who act in this manner the moment it starts." I will say this. It's been a while since we've heard about a coach getting involved in something. It's usually parents. Sparring parents.
Is it sad commentary, though, that we need to even have the conversation regarding armed security at a youth sport
event?
Well, I
saw that text come in. I don't think you want armed. I mean, maybe
if
they're police. But what are you going to do? Shoot somebody?
I think police have to be here. There was a story in our stack within the last month, Sam, help me remember, where a dad was charged for punching a referee and knocking him out.
Yeah.
And it was the second time
that
dad has punched someone on the court. Was that not local?
It was regional-ish. And that dad was the dad of a middle school girl.
I think you have to have off-duty police.
Dana, I was a coach for 20 years. I coach youth soccer. You guys all know that. Coached three different teams in my two-decade career as a coach. I must have coached hundreds of games. I don't ever remember going out to any soccer complex and ever seeing a cop. Ever.
Okay.
Maybe soccer's just more chill.
I don't know that soccer is more chill, but I would feel safer at this gigantic outdoor facility, on the grass where you can, if you need to get out of there with your kid, you just turn and walk away.
Now, there were ambulances.
In a basketball gym, you're not only shoved in there with other crazy people if they decide to go crazy, you're shoved in there on bleachers.
When I was in grade school, there was a parent who was getting chippy with another parent, and fists started flying.
You know, the thing is, even if you have security, an off-duty police officer, armed or not, people are still going to act a fool.
And if you have 100 people brawling, two cops isn't going to do anything.
And so the root issue of why people think they get to act like this in public
is deeper than this conversation. I am forever thankful. I say it multiple times a week that I am out of that
window.
Part of my life where we were routinely going to the gym to watch these things.
I also had a coach banned from the diamond.
Just walk away, Parks.
Walk away.
Just walk away.
I wonder
who that guy was.
Entertainment.
Because I didn't know him.
I don't know.
We need to stop living vicariously through our kids.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
They are not going to be the next Caitlin Clark or the next Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And simmer down.
And the refs are not, and I use this word loosely, professional. They're not adept at hiding their bias like a good Chiefs referee.
Really?
Okay.
Nice.
Really?
All right.
From the text line. These parents were turnt.
It's quite the can you just opened.
I was just kidding.
It's a joke. All those worms.
Channel 12 in St. Louis says, "We reached out to the tournament director who said the two coaches involved in the altercation and their teams will be banned." Listen to this. The teams were from Charleston and Sykeston. He also says there is a plan now to have private security at the Sportsplex, which says to me there wasn't before. No. I cannot believe for a large tournament, all of those kids, all of those parents, how those tournaments run, they did not have security on site.
913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.